Some of those who oppose the ordination of female bishops have expressed disappointment, but say this change is unlikely to cause a split in the Anglican Church. The Diocese of Sydney led the campaign against the consecration of women, and some members had in the past threatened to split from the church over the issue. The acting head of the Sydney Diocese, the Bishop of South Sydney, Robert Forsyth, has been speaking to Karen Barlow about the ruling.
We're all going to work very hard to overcome the obvious problems this will create. There'll be no split, but I think there are going to be more fences, as it were, and obstacles in the paddock.
But it's the Diocese of Sydney that's been leading the case against female bishops. There has been threats to go it alone on something like this and other issues.
People say all kinds of things. It's not a question of going it alone. It just means our relationships across the church are less tight. I don't think we're going to... The Anglican Church is a bit like the Australian Federation. We have states, dioceses in a federation. Things like this, I guess, will loosen in some degree the tightness of the federation. On some things, of course, people go it alone. On other things, we need to work together. And this will just make... it's just going to be more tricky, that's all. And the other thing about it is that the Appellate Tribunal has ruled that, in fact, for the last 10 years... women bishops have been lawful in our church, but we didn't know it because of a change of the constitution back in 1995. And that's kind of an interesting situation to find out that no one intended the change of the law in 1995 to have this effect, but it has. And so you also wonder what other things are there lying dormant, as it were, that we don't really know that we can do or can't do because in our law. So that's the other interesting thing is it makes you wonder what else is possible that hitherto we thought was not possible because we haven't tested the law.
Well, what else could you imagine?
No. I'm not even going to start speculating on that. This is not a decision about what should happen, whether women should be bishops, or whether it's wise or good. It's simply saying, does our constitution forbid it? And what's really effectively our High Court have said, no, it doesn't forbid it. Even though I think most people thought it did, but it doesn't.
How do you see that this is going to cause difficulties for the church?
Well, it's like this. I could well imagine that in some dioceses of Australia will, in the fullness of time, I think no one will rush ahead here, but within a couple of years, maybe even next year, who knows, there'll be some bishops in our church will be women and other bishops not. But there are some members of our church who think that that's inappropriate. There are even others, not evangelicals like us in Sydney, but in some places, who wouldn't even think they were true bishops. So you have a problem where you're working together with people, but there are disagreements about whether the appropriateness of, not the personalities, not a personal thing, but the appropriateness of a person of that quality, those qualifications being a bishop. And therefore, it's just... we've got to work together. We can't avoid that, and yet the big differences will keep getting in the way.
And that's the Bishop of South Sydney, Robert Forsyth, speaking to Karen Barlow.